radio test, over.
Okay, we're doing the morning checks on the fire planks. Have to check each locker to make sure that all the bits of equipment are here. These are salvage sheets, and this is the branch that squirts the water. Just moving down these lockers. This has got all the small bits of equipment that we use in RTAs, that's road traffic accidents. All of these are the cutting equipment, and we've got to check them all. Make sure that there's nothing missing. Obviously, last night was bonfire night, and these crews had a very busy night, so sometimes they lose pieces of equipment, so we've got to make sure that everything's there.
My name is Jeff Foster. My rank is sub-officer, and I've been in the fire brigade coming up to 17 years. Even though I still look like I'm only 22.
The reason I decided to become a firefighter was because I always thought it was an attractive career. Not only is it fairly secure, but it has the excitement and the individuality of a special job. You come in every day and you never know what you're going to do. It's not a normal 9-to-5 job where you know what you're doing week after week after week. Every day is different. Although you do have your periods of normal administration work, which is the same everywhere. But when you actually go to incidents and call-outs, they are totally different. And you never know what you're going to turn up to. Plus, it's also good to be able to actually help people and to do something for the community.
You're working with a varied group of people. Some of them are very good, some of them are absolute idiots. Unfortunately, we've got the idiots in today. It's very much a teamwork effort, and you work with the same people for many years, and you build up an understanding of how people work.